guys, good morning and welcome to the CNBC TV18 Market Podcast. I am Reema Tendulkar. Just a quick recap of what happened yesterday in trade. Market snapped a three-day winning streak. The benchmark indices were down 0.5%, but they recovered from the day's low. For instance, the Sensex recovered 130 points from the day's low, while the Nifty ended above the 11,900 mark after rebounding nearly 40 points from the low. Today, the cues that we're getting in, both local as well as global, are mixed. So on one hand, what is positive for our markets has been the big decline that we've seen in Brent crude prices. So Brent has dipped below the $60 per barrel mark. So that will be a key positive. Secondly, the macro data. Yesterday, we got the April IIP as well as the May CPI data. April IIP improved to 3.4%, much higher than expectations of a flat growth, while the May CPI too notched up to 3%, a little higher than expectations on the back of an improvement in vegetable inflation. The increase in growth is a big positive. And yes, while inflation has gone up on a month-on-month basis, remember, it's still well below the RBI's comfort level on CPI inflation, which means RBI still has the leg room to go ahead and cut some more rates or ease, which is what the market's base case scenario is. So these are the two positives for our markets today. On the flip side, you've got tepid global cues. So Dow, the US markets were down for the second day in a row. The cuts were not steep. The Dow was down 0.2%. The Nasdaq was down about 0.4%. European markets too were lower by close to about 0.5%. But the trade tensions continue to simmer. So yesterday, Trump said he is considering US sanctions to stop construction of the Nord Stream 2 gas pipeline between Russia and Germany. So the tentacles of trade tensions are now spreading. Also, IMF Chief Christine Lagarde, as well as ECB Chief Mario Draghi, were warning of the impact of the trade war on the countries as well as the European zone. So that happened. We got those comments in yesterday, basically telling you that the global picture continues to remain murky. The second negative for our market has been the big FII sell figure. The FII sold 1,050 crore in the cash market, and the DII buying of 271 crores wasn't sufficient to offset that. So the cues that we've got, global as well as local, are mixed, which perhaps would give you a sense that markets will continue to be a bit sideways, as they've been in this broad range of about 300 points in the last few days. Some important stocks will be on our radar. One, Syntex. They have defaulted on the interest and principal payment to the tune of 112 crores on the 11th of June on account of temporary liquidity issues. So that once again brings to the fore concerns surrounding some of these smaller companies and the tightness in the market and the liquidity and the stress that they're facing. Tata Motors made total global wholesale sales are down 23%. So not a great data point for that auto major. Sale, CNBC TV18 sources suggest that the company is likely to auction three loss-making plants PMO had recommended. Reliance Nippon Life Asset Management will be on our radar because the promoter Reliance Capital will be selling 2.86% stake via an offer for sale today at a price of 212 rupees per share. Avenue Supermarts held its analyst day yesterday, and I'm just quoting some snippets from Motilal Oswal where they are talking about accelerating store addition. They say the price-value arbitrage versus peers has reduced due to intensifying competition, and you put the two together and you get a sense that there could be some margin headwinds for Avenue Supermarts or DMart going ahead. They do say that online competition is not a big threat. TCS, that will be its AGM today, so sound bites from the management will be key to track. Thank you.